As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Oh, yeah, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show-me showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's definitely a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. And welcome to our Wednesday, December the 23rd, 2009, 2-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. I've got good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you today. The good news is that we're not going to talk about the news. Anyway, we'll have plenty of hard facts, and we might even advance a solution or two towards the end of the broadcast. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're not alone, but you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and if we can get our call board working properly, you can certainly be part of today's broadcast. Simply pick up the phone, call throughout the program. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you might call 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065, but right now the call thing doesn't seem to be working properly. You might want to hold those calls for a little while, see if I can straighten that out. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's BVL, like Become Vocal Local, bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Always projecting the positive, you know. Send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, the little town Exeter, Mo, 65647. A big shout-out once again to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri. Good morning, Owensville, Micro, 1650 AM. Good morning, Buffalo, and 94.3 Elgin, Texas. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our listener call-in number remains 866-841-1065. Those numbers and much more are posted on oraclebroadcasting.com. Gold this morning trades below $1,100 on the Senate report for Bernanke's dollar, so to speak. We'll talk about that. Part 8, Zionism, lots of more of this stuff. We got just been digging through my library, so we'll have lots more on Zionism. Compulsory enforced labor, prison works, the silver shirts, oh, yeah. Hungary, Belakun, yeah. There's a lot on the plate this morning. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go into that market report for Wednesday, December the 23rd, 2009. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We find gold trading up $3.10 off its rather low closing yesterday. Nevertheless, trading at $1,086.30. Silver up 7 cents and early trading at $17.02 for a troy ounce of that noble little metal. And platinum moves up another $3, $1,397 an ounce, and palladium up two at $355 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,078.20 for a low, $1,088.20 for a high, a $10 spread there. About at $1,086.30, your gold is still up $246.40 an ounce for a 29.33% return on your investment in gold. The London Gold Fix this morning, the boys in London rang up their little flags and rang their bells, set the price at $1,080.50. You can see we're right smack off there this morning. The Dow Jones yesterday closed up 51 points, 10,465. The NASDAQ closed up 15 at 2,253. The S&P was up, S&P 500 was up 4 at 1,118. We'll pick it up right there on the other side. Stay with us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, December the 23rd, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, broadcasting as we are from our little studio here in Exeter, Missouri. It's 52 degrees, light breeze, heavily overcast, occasional bolts of lightning smashing down, occasional stormy rain dropping on the skylights over my head. Humidity is running about 90%, and the barometric pressure is 29.81 and rising. Going back into the market reports and closing us out for this morning, again, we find gold trading up $3.10 at $1,086.30 and silver up 7 cents at 1702. As we said, the Dow Jones closed up 51 on yesterday at 10,465. The NASDAQ was up 15 at 2253. The S&P, standard no so very poor equities, 500. Up 4 at 1,118. The crude oil this morning drops 89 cents. That's always good news. Like to see that crude oil go down to about $30 a barrel. Crude oil down 89 cents at $72.73 for a 42-gallon barrel of light sweet crude. You do the math. That's why it's so high at the pump. The U.S. dollar index this morning declines 15 basis points, yet still trades above 78 at 78.16. This is all of Benjamin Bernanke and the boys doing. Anyway, Senate is saying that they support his continuance in office at 3-1, three senators to one, stuck on stupid Benjamin Bernanke. What an insane decision that is on the part of the Senate, but we'll see where that goes. course, there's going to be a lot of market news coming out today. The calendar's chock-a-luck full, so we should see a rather buoyant marketplace. Anyway, the foreign exchange, the forex market, foreign exchange rates. We can see the Canadian dollar this morning up 54 basis points, trades at 95 cents U.S. The Mexican peso, you know, this is our little basket of currencies. Little Timmy Geithner has his basket, you know. We've got a basket of currencies here in our North American Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement. Our trading partners in North America, the Canadian dollar up 54 basis points, trades at 95 cents U.S. You can fill up your pockets with pesos this morning. They move up 12 basis points, but still trade at 8 cents U.S. The euro moving down, but this morning up 27 basis points, but trades at $1.43, so against the U.S. dollar, it's continuing its decline. It was a buck and a half not long ago. The British pound moves up seven, oh, so very tiny little creeping amount, 7 basis points, 0.07%. Anyway, it moves up a little bit this morning, trades at $1.60 U.S. The Swiss franc up 58 basis points, back at 96 cents U.S. In the bond market this morning, the yield on the 2-year bond, 0.89%. The 10 years running at 3.72, and that 30-year bond is at 4.58%. That's the interest rate on those. In the mortgage market, the 15-year mortgage continues to move up a little bit. Up a month from a month ago, it was at 4.53% a month ago. It's now trading at 4.65%. The 30-year mortgage, pretty lousy way to buy a house. You sure wind up spending a lot of time and money paying off a debt. That's ridiculous. You pay astronomical amount of interest in a 30-year mortgage. If there's any way that you can get into a 15-year fix, I would strongly recommend that you do that. As you can see, the mortgage rate this morning on a 15-year fixed mortgage is less than a 30-year. The 30-year mortgage moves up from 5.03% a month ago to 5.20%. What's the advantage in that? Just more interest and more money for the bankster gangsters. Well, bankster gangsters are part of the discussion for today. We've been talking about Zionism, all things Zionism. I've got a mountain of books in my library on the topic. Of course, a lot of people talk about it, you know, but it's important. It's important to understand it. It's really drove all of the last century, and it's starting off driving this century, and certainly we need to drive this little pile of garbage into the ground. What a specious ideology all of this is. But let's pick it up just briefly. Out of Persons and Property from the Spirit of World Politics, written by our good author here, William Ernest Hocking, published back in the very early portions of the last century, 1932, by the Macmillan Publishing Company, The Spirit of World Politics. We left off in this section on persons and property, where he says, we shall make no progress until we recognize that the various uses of a piece of matter may interpenetrate. In other words, the legal interest of property is that it is exclusive. You know, your property, it's exclusive. It's your pocket knife. It's your shotgun. It's your truck, right? And what is yours is not mine, and what is mine is not yours. In my property, right, there is embedded, the author writes, the jus, or jus, prohibendi, which may be invoked to keep you out. What would my hospitality be worth if all had the right to come unbidden? In other words, people who just come crowding into your house, sit down around the dinner table, help themselves to the turkey and the ham and all that. What value would our hospitality be worth if anybody could come without an invitation into your home? Legal property is private and solitary by definition, and that is its utility. That's its greatest utility. It's private. It's solitary. It's my life. It's my house, my property, my farm, my space over here. If I say y'all come, y'all come. If I say y'all go. And if you don't go quickly, I got a shotgun to back up my words, okay? It's a power put into my hand, a power to exclude. But what it contemplates is not exclusion. It is the control and the selection of users. In other words, I say who all of y'all come. To reach a certain maximum of use, quality considered, which might be borne down and trodden to chaff on terms of general admission. The title of property may be exclusive, but its use can never really be exclusive. You wear your jewelry not alone for your enjoyment, but for mine. And any number of enjoyments or will circuits, if you will, each person possessed of their own free will, any number of enjoyments or will circuits may run through the same piece of matter. Property, let us say, is permeable, indefinitely permeable to human uses and users, who then can be called owner. There's lots of confusion in our language in this world. But continuing, Ernest Hocking writes this. He says, "My answer is, the owner is an administrator of uses, his own and others. We do not abandon the principle of power to use, either abroad or at home, but we perceive that use must be realized through a method called ownership, quote unquote, which looks like its very negation. The owner is permitted to cancel uses in order that his imagination may be free to build his own pyramid of uses, from which will come the novelties and the enrichments of the general life." In other words, whatever you're going to build on your property, whatever you're going to do with your property, however you're going to use your property, even in the earliest times, even out of Blackstone's commentaries or the writings of Sir Edward Coke, the early English common law, or go all the way back to Germany and the Tagemann. Even then, it's really up to you to determine how to use your property.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Hey, y'all, pull up a chair and come on over to Cordat Country every Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time.
Thinking about this idea that a man is free to build his own pyramid of uses on his own property, from which then again our author William Ernest Hawking says that which will come all the novelties and the enrichments of the general life. And for all of you out there that own your own property or lived on a piece of property where you have the self-determination, you know what we're talking about. If you want to build a little blacksmith shop out in a corner or something, you can go out there and gather together some wood, stop off at the nearest mill and have them mill you up some nice oak planks and do a board and batten job on it and maybe get some red oak shakes for the roof of it or whatever you want to do. Set it up the way you like it. And if you happen to live in a county that isn't all over your property with all of their centralized planning and zoning, you might even be able to just have a couple of chickens around the place, you know, to put some fresh eggs on the table of a morning. But the theoretical error, our author writes and continues, the theoretical error of communism lies in its ignoring of this paradox, that the general enrichment must be promoted by a preliminary act of general renunciation. For thought, dream, imagination are essentially private functions. There must be owners in any progressive society who have the right to be alone with their goods and their thoughts, not to remain alone, but to return to the common fund the gifts of solitude. Boy, if you've never lived a solitary life, you don't know the gifts in it. There's plenty of them. My father used to always say that he envied me for my freedom. Having raised a family and been in the military and served as an airline pilot, he was always on somebody else's call board. His time was really hardly as his own until he retired and moved out into the country and started raising a dairy cattle, a breed called Jersey cows. If any of you know about Jersey cattle, they're a fine dairy breed. And hogs and chickens and other things. He just really enjoyed the last years of his life. But the theoretical error of the private property tradition is in taking this right of exclusion as absolute, an essentially fatuous assumption that my personal enjoyment is a final goal of the world's policy. The whole system of private property right is subject to the judgment of its yield in human uses, and especially of its building of cultures and of men. And again, now these are the words of William Ernest Hawking. He is not only a historian and a philosopher, but in this case also, having just returned from his journey to the Middle East in 1928, visiting Palestine and elsewhere, he had seen firsthand what he considered, I think, the horrors of communism as it was growing up in Zionist Palestine. So just as John Stuart Mill recoiled against the writings of Auguste Comte, so we also can see a little bit here from William Ernest Hawking recoiling from Zionism and his understanding of it, and his understanding was firsthand, not second or third hand. Later in the broadcast, we're going to get into The World Hoax by Ernest F. Elmhurst with an introduction by William Dudley Pelley. Give you someone else's first-hand take, we might go to the encyclopedias and take a peek at Hungary as well, time allowing. But within any society, ownership is designated by a system of law. And as I said before, you can go back and pick it all up in the Blackstone's commentaries. I have the four-volume set published by the Chicago University of Chicago Press in my library. I've enjoyed reading them. It's a long read, but it's an interesting read, and it really gives us an understanding of the basis of the common law system that we brought to the colonies with us when we came hither. Anyway, within any society, ownership again is designated by a system of law, which ought to have the merit of great stability and also another great merit, that of openness to conscious, well-judged change. In the wider world, the presumptions are that the power to use is best served by the extant systems of ownership in all lands. No offhand dogma to the effect that, quote, I can obviously use your property better than you, close quote, can have any standing in the ethical groundwork of world law. And so that brings in and invokes international law. And we now have private international law. We also have the Admiralty. We spoke of that when we interviewed the authors of the, excuse me, kind of dealing with a tickle in my throat. What is that book? Robert Rowan, They Own It All, Including You, by means of toxic currency. This whole idea of the Federal Reserve banking system where this invisible lien takes away our real ownership of lands and everything else, including ourselves, ostensibly. But this idea that I can obviously use your property better than you, this is the highest and best use concept, and we find that in planning and zoning as well. Justice Souter made a real definitive landmark decision there in that case, Kelo versus New London, where the Pfizer's pharma, big pharma corp, was able to come in and exercise their will over the people that lived in an area. The city, Kelo, or it's New London, Connecticut, saying that, well, they could get more tax revenue if they got rid of these homes and allowed this industrial park to be built. Well, yeah, you might be able to do that, but you're going to piss off a lot of people that have every right to expect the use and the enjoyment of their property without molestation. Their houses were not in disrepair. This was a blighted area. This was just an arbitrary and capricious decision based upon the will, if you will, of the local planning body. But we're going to see more and more of that all over the United States. This is the idea of the use of eminent domain. Eminent domain in and of itself is not an evil. There is a good use for roads and railroads and power lines and things like that, and water lines and sewer lines. And sometimes they need to go in the most direct fashion. Sometimes, particularly with sewer, it has to follow some kind of a gravity line where you can actually have the poop go downhill, as they say. So there are times when eminent domain is appropriate. But then, just compensation must be had. Anybody that's giving up part of their property for the greatest good of the greatest number should be well compensated for that use, in my opinion. International practice will doubtless regard systems of property right as having more or less momentum in proportion to the total volume of property in the nation and the amount of thought that has gone into them. The simpler property systems are more readily changed. But once we see that rooting up property is rooting up men, we shall treat the simplest property systems with a new deference. Our principle ought be this. The ultimate basis of all property right is power to use, but the chief of all uses is the making of men, as realized through systems of ownership. If, with this principle in mind, we were apportioning the earth de novo, or anew again, we should doubtless give some weight to the fact that some uses are intolerant, final, destructive, preventing further uses, while others are hospitable, promoting further uses. We should incline to judge any claim in the light of further claims it was disposed to satisfy. And then he's going to go on now, and he's going to talk about Palestine a bit more. So when we come back from this break, we'll pick it up right there, and we've lots more on the plate. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Happy holidays from all of us here at Oracle Broadcasting.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzy noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Turn disbelief into pain relief. If you are in pain or take prescription drugs for pain, then you need to visit TPR20info.net and get TPR20, the effective topical pain relief cream without the harmful side effects of prescription drugs. TPR20 is a non-prescription cream that relieves pain fast and fights the inflammation to keep the pain away longer. On TPR20info.net, you can read about the many uses of TPR20, like relief from arthritis, fibromyalgia, sports injuries, back pain, sore muscles, and much, much more. Buy the gift of pain relief for yourself or a loved one, and enjoy Christmas and the New Year without pain. Visit TPR20info.net or call to order at 1-877-829-9962. Order now and get free shipping in the United States and Canada. And dealer inquiries always welcome. Again, that's TPR20info.net or order by phone at 1-877-829-9962.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The Diginet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. Diginet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at diginet.net. That's DIGANET.net. DIGANET.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your Diginet spy products today. Because video never lies.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we have returned once again, and as I've mentioned in a previous broadcast, after introducing this book to you, The Spirit of World Politics by William Ernest Hocking, Mike Chambers put a link in the Skype box to me, to a antiquarian bookseller, and that I have now been able to secure a number of new books for my library. I look forward to receiving them and reading through them. Some more of the Modern Library series, as well as another copy of this Spirit of World Politics, which I'll treasure, I'm sure. And in addition to that, the one book that I have been waiting to find by William Ernest Hocking, which is basically his philosophy. And I'll look forward to reading that. Of course, he was strongly influenced by Immanuel Kant, K-A-N-T, and as many have been as well. So I'll be interested. I do have some writings in regards to his support for the Kantian theories. I do look forward to reading that book of philosophy. But back to this one. This is about Palestine, again. If one form of industrial use were destructive of the interest of sentiment and tradition, and another form were harmonious with them, we should allow the latter a prior right. In other words, harmonious uses ought to get the strongest consideration. Now, in general, the most hospitable use of any land is the use of the permanent resident. Certainly that, as opposed to the transient, the speculator, the guy that's just coming, blowing through town, making, blowing and going and making as much noise and money as they can. It is he who accepts the climate and works out his life and his code in the concrete. The land, for him, is becoming a factor in the whole range of his being. You only have to live on a piece of ground for a dozen or more years, dealing with the climate and the storms and the wind and the snow and the rain and the sleet and the ticks and the chiggers and the bugs and the coyotes and the foxes and the bobcats and the raccoons and everything else, to really understand that relationship that develops when the spring floods come and when it's time to harvest the hay and all of that, cutting a down fallen tree and bucking it up into firewood and splitting it and burning it in the wintertime. All those sort of things really just tie you in tight to your land. It is most completely used by him, and it is he who can most adequately plot out its use by others on the basis of his ownership. I've read someplace that a farmer's boot heel is the best fertilizer of land. A thought came to my mind one time while I was double digging some garden beds that if you feed the soil will feed you. But if you starve the soil, you starve only yourself. There is on this showing no title to property which can compete with the title of the native, quote unquote. Here again, keep in mind that as William Ernest Hocking is writing, he's thinking about the invasion, if you will, of Eastern European Jewry in, on, and upon Palestine, in defiance, basically, of the will of those natives that had lived there, some for hundreds and hundreds of years. They were bringing their idea of communism, socialism, Zionism, and really just kind of a Hollyweird version of theology to the land that they held sacred and cherished. There are many uses of an advanced economy which can be made compatible with the native use by the ingenuity and goodwill of both. But there is none which can rightly displace that of the native, except one. We might call it apartheid. That one is the claim of the same native at a higher level of his own economy. On this score, the responsibility of the intruding European, let us say, in Africa, becomes twofold. He has first to see that the African's life habits are preserved. He has then to see that these same habits find their way to better satisfaction on the same soil. We must use Africa first to make better Africans, and only then to make better Europeans. In sum, wherever we interfere, we must assume the problem of poverty. You understand that? Again, written in the 20s. Instead of mounting our own advantage upon the loss of the native peoples on the general plan of, quote, to him that hath shall be given. Now, our author doesn't complete that Bible quote, but to them that have not shall also be taken away. Quote, we are required by the principles of power to use to make an improvement of the economic position of the native, the first charge on the profits of our intrusion. So when Cecil Rhodes and all of the rest of those mad dogs and Englishmen descended upon Africa, or when the Spanish and the Jesuits depended on South and Central America and Mexico, the first charge would have been to improve the status of the people they found, but that wasn't the case. Even here in the United States of America, ask the Sioux and the Pawnee and the Chippewa and the Blackfoot and the Algonquin, and the list can go on and on, who profited and who suffered. Apparently they didn't have the philosophical underpinnings that our author has. Follow this clue of hospitality and power to use a step further. Not all the users of land are now living. There are users to come after us, and it must be a principle of all property right that future power to use is to be ranked with the present. Now remember, William Ernest Hocking, at the time of this writing, and perhaps to his ending, was also an internationalist. And a lot of the material that we cover on this broadcast is information that is foundational to what has become the modus operandi in this day. There is a lot to sustainable development, so to speak, in this idea here where he states, future power to use is to be ranked with the present. But one has to ask themselves in reason, do we deny our use today, putting upon, you know, the future, all possible uses? Are we going to forestall our use today? Or will we, you know, that adopts the idea of no use. It's like the green weenies, you know, they want to lock you out of the forest. And so instead of going in and harvesting the trees and working the forest and being true conservationists, no, we lock the forest out and then we just stand back in horror as they burn off hundreds of thousands of acres because of all of the underbrush and the, what they call it, firewood loading on the bottom of the forest floor. The power to use would be a deadly principle of right if it made a virtue of using things up. We do need to use our intelligence here when we look at natural resources. Actually, there are natural sources, as Hal Anthony says, and then there are natural resources. Timber being a resource, industrial hemp being a resource. You can plant them again and again and again if you're a wise steward. There are some things that you just simply use up. Silver is rapidly being used up because silver is not reclaimable. It's little bits of silver in all this Chinese tippy-tappy and all the rest of the places it's been used that wind up in landfills, and the cost of reclamation exceeds the value of the silver. It's not always the case with gold. But there are some things that we could use up, and we need to keep our brains on. Like I said, not no use, but wise use. We cannot put the unforeseeable uses of an infinite future into the same scale with known needs of the present, but we can distinguish between present uses which consume and present uses which conserve, and we can give the better right to the user who considers those who follow him. We can recognize it is as an incidental advantage of backwardness and even of superstition that some of the coal and the oil and the gold of the world is not forthwith dug up and put into the ways of consumption. Our breathless concessionaires and pioneers are not the pure heroes of civilization we've been making them. We should do well to give them less moral and military support rather than more. But the situation must be dealt with deliberately and intelligently. Latency of material resource will not be protected unless we protect it together. So long as there are competitive advantages in discovering and attacking it, we shall repeat the experience of the oil fields of America. When private holders who regard themselves as owners find themselves driven into such ruinous competitive waste, it is time to reinterpret their property on the basis of a more circumspect power to use. Well, pick it up there on the other side of this break, folks. Very interesting stuff here this morning. Stay with us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With Point printed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so we've basically gone back considerably close to 100 years here, 90 years ago. Looking at this writing at a time when the League of Nations was as close to the globalist dream of the United Nations as they had achieved so far, gone back to a time when the professors at Harvard, largely moral men at the time, were still writing with some integrity. Certainly William Ernest Hocking has much of that in his writings here. He has a broader vision of the world than many do, not so much the ignorant, arrogant, and imperialist view that others' time period and others today have. But he's looking at things from a philosophical standpoint, and isn't that the purpose here at the home of the philosophical radicalism? Let's continue. He says, from our power or principle of the power to use, we've drawn a number of demands not evident at first sight, tending on the whole to check the impulsiveness of our imperialistic certainty of mission to own. On a mission from God, right? The Blues Brothers. If when we enter a backward region in the role of sovereign power, we are bound to educate, to attack the local problem of poverty, to consider the potential future users, and withal to know what our agents are doing towards these ends, the perspective of imperial interest is altered, probably saddened, perhaps shut off. For by increase in the cost and diminution in the profits of overseas enterprises, the economic motive is deflated to modest proportions and bids fair to occupy no more than its normal mental place. Speculation in mandates and colonial and colonies becomes less alluring, and the envy of those who find themselves low in colonial possessions is appeased. Bismarck's relative indifference to the world-carving enterprise of his time receives a measure of justification. Bismarck, you see, speaking in support of Bismarck. This is a little bit of historical revisionism here. And by that I mean a little bit of truth in an otherwise very dark world. We begin to realize in the field of national property right what we have been learning in the field of individual property right, that wealth has in fact a difficult function to perform, and that only those deserve riches to whom riches bring a definite burden of suffering. These considerations will not cancel the lure of empire to the temperamental imperialist, but they may lessen the pressure of the urge to possess, which has disfigured the past century of history. See, he was aware of it even in his time, and it had been continuing all the way through the 1800s. They may bring the impulse of expansion within the readier control of an international judgment. If we can check the haste of our economic penetrators, we may be able to give weight to another aspect of the world's latent wealth, its undeveloped human resources. Any pool of mankind still remaining in the wild, or in any degree immature, is to be regarded as a possible reserve of future cultural potency. The most backward, as the most youthful, may be the most valuable asset. Until we know what we are likely to destroy, there is a definite presumption against intrusion. And I say, just stay the hell out of their countries. Allow them to develop at their own pace. Call back the economic hitmen and the jackals and allow these people to develop. Who are we to say in our ignorant, arrogant Western man mentality that we've got all the aces covered? That what we've done and how we've deployed is the best, the highest, and the greatest use of man and the planet. Maybe we've made some tactical errors along the way that these other people wouldn't have made. But we'll never know. If you go in with the priests and all of the banners and build all of the churches and cathedrals and steer and direct and guide their lives in ways that they may never have deployed themselves. Who are we to say what our neighbors should do with their land? Leave them alone. It's their land. Let's watch and see. Certainly, Hawking continues, it can no longer be allowed to depend on the whim or the interest of any one state or group of citizens whether a given terrain or some one of the remaining primitive stocks of mankind is seized and educated or left fallow. This means that the era of private intervention is ended. Now, no, people weren't taking his advice. Remember, this book was yanked right off. This book was discarded right out of the library shelves. It had scarce light lit on the shelves, and the card file, the Dewey Index card file, Dewey Decimal Index System card file, the little card holder in the back, and it's in this book. Every reference to this book was pulled out of the library, out of the Reeves Library, Westminster College, Fulton, Missouri, 65251 is the zip code. It's got a big rubber stamp stamped on it. Discarded. Discarded. Down with this man that thinks. If there is to be any further political advice giving in either hemisphere, he continues, it must be by an international agreement in which the non-interested states have at least as much to say as the interested. There is, for example, a rising among the Kurds of the Ararat region. They try to rally Armenians and Nestorians with themselves in a pan-Aryan federation and to gain Persian support, now known as Iran, of course. According to such knowledge as comes obscurely through the wilderness, this movement seems to consist chiefly of border raids into Turkey and Persia, and the cry of nationalism appears a brave flag raised to secure general sympathy for lusty and semi-barbaric tribal thievery. Having no safe basis for reaching a judgment, the world sits by while Turkey takes costly military steps to, quote, end the Kurdish trouble once for all. Suppose these Kurds to be one of the remaining elemental peoples full of potential trouble for their neighbors, full also of distant cultural capacities of no present utility in the world. What is the alternative to letting them be wiped out by strong Turkish medicine? There is no alternative to this, or to other appalling human waste, until we are ready to bring such cases under a common human reason, and to establish by common action a fence between Kurd and neighbor, preserving both. All this implies increased responsibilities upon our organs for world thinking and world action. Again, our organs. Look at the United Nations structure, organs and bodies. Some group of heads must undertake questions which Geneva now prudently avoids as politically untouchable. Questions of race, culture, immigration, the use of the earth, disposable soil, questions of status, which contain the detonating charges of future war and which allow little entrance of pure reason or general rule. We must not give them up. We are bound to muster that wisdom we can command in a non-political, purely advisory body instructed to recommend political action, initiating none for itself. An institute, let us say, of conservation, understanding thereby the conserving of material and human resources, including also the art of the world, which, since art is the most permeable of all property, used by a million users without being consumed, is more literally than all else the property of all. We must have world thinking on these matters in the first place, and if world thinking recommends itself to our statesmen, then world action. An executive at Geneva. Now listen. An executive at Geneva does not mean a world state. It means merely an arm sufficient to carry out what the common sense of mankind sees as necessary, and can do with general consent. It means that what is literally the world's work need not be undertaken by each state severally. If it is the world's business to determine a Kurdish frontier, then let the world do it and relieve Turkey of the sole responsibility. If it is the world's business to aid the sanitation of Persia, or the finance of Estonia, or the education of China, then let the world undertake these things as a joint action. Let's see a little bit more about this. Some of this is the beginning of the United Nations.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. It can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, December the 23rd, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. In the first hour, we went back and we've been reading from The Spirit of World Politics by William Ernest Hocking. We're in his final chapter, Persons and Property. He's revealing his empathy with the idea of not only a League of Nations, but perhaps even a United Nations. But as he looks at it, and as he's stating here, the black and the white in your eyes, as Al Anthony likes to say, he is not intimating the creation of a world state. There's no doubt where people on both sides of the discussion, you know, like I say, the abolition of the established two-party political system is not meant to give place to a fascist state, if you will, or a communist state or a one-party system, by no means. Nor should it open the door to a multi-party system. The parties are the problems. The established political parties enshrined in law, that's the problem. That's what we need to excise from our system, and sooner than later, no doubt about it. But when we have men arrayed parties, if you will, and factions on either side of an issue, and they get together and they debate and they discuss, they deliberate and they bring their evidences and they bring their ideas and their thoughts, where is the harm in that? Reason dictates it should happen. It happens in a family around the kitchen table, the dinner table. It happens around in the evening in the barn. It happens around the wood stove, down at the train station, around the pot-bellied stove. People get together and they discuss things. The town hall meetings, etc., they discuss things. There's nothing wrong with discussion. Not everybody's going to be on the same side of every argument, but at the end of the day, after everybody's had their airing out and a decision has been made, then we go on about our affairs. We don't have to team up, Team A and Team B, the red party and the blue party and all the rest of that claptrap that serves to do nothing but to divide and shape the dialect, if you will, the discourse, building the arguments based on specious party lines. Continuing here, Hocking writes this, the ill is that one's supreme efforts and sacrifices cannot be spent according to one's own heart. This evil is at its height when a man is drafted for warfare rather than for labor. If slavery must go, then much more must there be an absolute end of the practice of using colonials in the national defense. If it is said that this practice can end only with the solution of the general problem of security, it may be replied that even now security has so far become the world's business that a nation thus corruptly extending its national force, so far from strengthening its position in the world, weakens it through exciting a general distrust. The general distrust in the region around Israel. For even now the security of great powers as well as small rests chiefly on the concern of other powers. And these are capital P powers. That's because we have the allied powers. That's what he's talking about. For their existence rather than on their own forces and alliances. The balance of lowercase p power in a future conflict will rest with the spontaneous support a nation's cause may command. All right? In other words, they're not all ganged up originally. They look at the cause. And then whether we support one side or the other side is not built upon specious party lines, national prejudices, or national hatreds. It's based on the cause. And it's a look right back.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Turn disbelief into pain relief. If you are in pain or take prescription drugs for pain, then you need to visit TPR20info.net and get TPR20, the effective topical pain relief cream without the harmful side effects of prescription drugs. TPR20 is a non-prescription cream that relieves pain fast and fights the inflammation to keep the pain away longer. On TPR20info.net, you can read about the many uses of TPR20, like relief from arthritis, fibromyalgia, sports injuries, back pain, sore muscles, and much, much more. Buy the gift of pain relief for yourself or a loved one, and enjoy Christmas and the New Year without pain. Visit TPR20info.net or call to order at 1-877-829-9962. Order now and get free shipping in the United States and Canada. And dealer inquiries always welcome. Again, that's TPR20info.net or order by phone at 1-877-829-9962.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, December the 23rd, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We're able to, thanks to the incredible brilliance, dedication, and perseverance of our technical staff that resides in the background. Our telephone board is now up and operating. We're welcome to take your calls. You can call in from the Austin, Texas area at 512-904-8014. And internationally, around America and around the world, you can call in at 866-841-1065. So if there's something that you'd like to add to the discussion this morning, you're certainly welcome to do that. Again, 866-841-1065. The telephone lamp is lit. Back to our book here again. Spirit of World Politics. There's other places I'd like to go this morning. I want to close this out, but I definitely want to finish this last page and a quarter here as we conclude this study of Hawking's work, get an idea, because this is a man that is influential. You know, we hear about Kashkar and all of these other people that are at Harvard, Lawrence Summers at Harvard. And from these Harvard graduates and from the Harvard people and from all of the Ivy Leagues and from New York and Columbia and Georgetown and the rest of them, we get so many of these globalists. Well, this man's definitely an internationalist in this standpoint. And if you recall, went off to Palestine as a Zionist, returned as something else, came back as a realist. He saw what he saw, no doubt about it. But he's still calling for a bigger solution. He goes on and says this, here lies the importance of the League of Nations for the problem of security. For the League is specifically charged with admitting an element of world thinking into the refractory questions of world politics, including the tentative settlements of Versailles. It is, and that's the Versailles Treaty, by the way. This is where the Allied powers set the bar for Germany so high that reparations and everything else was so high that there was no doubt that it would result in World War II. It is charged, no doubt, with maintaining these settlements against aggression. It is not charged with maintaining them against reason. The accumulation of armaments for the purpose of preventing all change in the status quo is the destruction of security. To admit an element of reason into the problems of boundary and existence is at once to release those tensions which threaten world peace, and with them the fears which prompt our major cruelties to those whom we consider backward. You know, here in southwest Missouri, most of the state of Missouri, we have a fencing law that when your neighbor, let's say, raises stock, cattle, horses, otherwise, when you walk out on your farm, on your land, as you approach the fence in question, it's generally understood that you own the right half of that fence, be it a quarter mile long or a half mile long or a mile long, and your neighbor owns the right half of the fence when he's facing it. Together you have a common interest in the fence. But there has been great dispute over the last 20 or so years as fewer and fewer stockmen find themselves neighbor one with another. Of what interest do I have as a hay grower in maintaining a fence when I have no doubt that my hay is not going to try and escape out of my field? And that I don't mind sharing the hay with a passing deer or two. I do have a distinct dislike for someone that has cattle that is so careless in their own fencing that they can't seem to keep their cattle out of my hayfield. A dispute arises. Now, do I take my shotgun or rifle and lay waste to all of the cattle that he might have that have broken through another rotten fence post or crowded a fence corner so much that they brought it down? Am I right in shooting his cattle at $1,200, $1,500, $2,000 a head? Because they happen to be in my hay field and they might eat $20 or $40 or $80 worth of hay. Fences, you know, like they say, good fences make good neighbors. And in the spirit of world politics, boundaries are important. Legal boundaries between the United States and Canada, and legal boundaries that a land surveyor could go out and set the monuments and the cornerstones, if you will. Between the United States and Mexico, legal boundaries. This is our country. That's your country. You stay in your country. We'll stay in ours. There's a lot to be said for boundaries. It's been understood amongst men for thousands of years. But back to the article again here. To admit an element of reason into the problems of boundary and existence is at once to release those tensions which threaten world peace, and with them the fears which prompt our major cruelties to those whom we consider backward. In other words, just respect the boundary. My rights, as they say, end where your rights begin. Just respect my boundary. And if you all want to ride around on camels from now until the sun goes down and slaughter each other with razor-sharp swords, so be it. Or as the Masons say, so mote it be. Continuing, back to Hawking here. These proposals converge our final judgment that the way forward lies through the existing League of Nations, not around it, and that every state concerned to do its part in meeting problems of world order must now act through membership in the League. Greed and national pride will not be abandoned today nor tomorrow in the policies of states. The ethical reason will not be given a free hand, but the thing is to give it a hearing. The League is dominated to some degree by the imperial nations. Yet it is the one organ in which those nations expose themselves to the considered judgment of mankind. In other words, when you gather up in a herd and you call yourselves the League of Nations and pontificate and postulate that you are the world's greatest thinkers and those best suited to make decisions as to how the rest of the planet survives and lives and thrives, then you'd best be up to the task. You bring all of this specious man-made global warming climate change claptrap to the table. Don't be surprised if we hold you in derision and consider you as outcasts. But the thing is, again, give it a hearing, and we have. The League has of late become more nationalistic in spirit and personnel. The cynical and envious attitude of the eternal diplomat appears in its deed, and also in its lack of deed. But it can never shake off this essential virtue, that it has committed itself to the truth and to publicity. It is dealing with issues which are our issues, and it is bringing to those issues the wider horizon than ours which they demand. To be out of the League is to escape a certain entanglement and complicity. And of course, Washington warned about those foreign entanglements. This imposition of global genocide. Right.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The DigiNet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. DigiNet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at DigiNet.net. That's DigiNet.net. DigiNet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your DigiNet spy products today. Because video never lies.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
We have returned, and once again, the call-in number is 866-841-1065. You'd like to weigh in on any of these topics. Again, we're looking at the League of Nations in the pre-League of Nations, really. At this time, you know, you've got to remember that the United States and many of the people in Congress were not willing to jump on board this League of Nations concept. The haberdasher was not able to develop enough support to get us there. We were involved with it, there's no doubt about it, but we weren't part of it, so to speak. But Hawkins continues. He says the League is submerged in immensities. Immensities, haunted by the shades of ancient timorousness, entangled in its own complexities. It is prolific in figures, you know, Lord Monckton and all the rest. It's prolific in figures, commissions, statistics. Preliminary to nothing. It travails like a mountain and bring forth a blank report. In other words, a volcano that doesn't erupt. Its discussions, its oratory, have their aspects of facade, futility, and waste. Yet, there are achievements, both invaluable and inconceivable, without this particular agency. This is enough to save it. It is kept to its work, as is every honest institution, by the unremitting spur of its original motive. That motive is in no sense a beau geste, or a grandiloquent phrase, nor a dreamy sentiment, but an item of suffering or despair in some corner of an ill-connected world. All this paperwork, bureau business, committee vaporing, stand for the destinies of unique lives, which will either be known about, thought about, and eventually helped, or else silenced, crushed without recourse, because someone of those interests we call political, unconscious, if only by its magnitude, sweeps ignorantly over their heads. And so ends The Spirit of World Politics. A very good book to read, a very interesting book to read, at a time prior to the United Nations. Another way of looking at the spirit of world politics. There is a spirit. There was a spirit at that time that was hanging over the heads of man. It was another spirit. It was a spirit known as communism, Marxism. There was a publisher in America. His name was William Dudley Pelley, a very controversial fellow. He was born on March 12th, 1890, lived until June the 30th of 1965. He was an American extremist and a spiritualist, and he founded the Silver Legion in 1933, the Silver Shirts. You know, you've heard of the Brown Shirts. There was also the Silver Shirts. And he ran for the president in 1936 for the Christian Party. He was born in Lynn, Massachusetts. This is off of Wikipedia, by the way. You might look at it yourself. William Dudley Pelley grew up in poverty, was the son of a William George Apsey Pelley and his wife, Grace Goodale. His father was initially a Southern Methodist church minister, later a small businessman and shoemaker. According to the Door to Revelation, the autobiography of Pelley, he could not remember his early life in Lynn. His earliest memories dated to when he was about 2 years old. Pelley reports, quote, "My first observations of life that impressed themselves upon my mind caused me to marvel at the mortal status in which I now found myself, began in that parsonage beside a country church. My father was pastor in that church and took a vast amount of pride in the assumption that the tribe of Pelley could trace its genealogy back in an unbroken line to one Sir John Pelley, knighted and sponsored by good Queen Elizabeth, which attested, of course, that the Pelleys were English." Largely self-educated, Pelley became a journalist and gained respect for his writing skills, his articles eventually appearing in national publications. Following World War I, Pelley traveled throughout Europe and Asia as a foreign correspondent. He particularly spent a great deal of time in Russia and witnessed the atrocities of the Russian Civil War. His experience in Russia left him with a deep hatred for communism and Jews, whom he believed were planning to conquer the world. Upon returning to the United States in 1920, Pelley went to Hollywood, where he became a screenwriter, writing the Lon Chaney films, The Light in the Dark and The Shock. By 1929, Pelley became disillusioned with the movie industry and moved to Asheville, North Carolina. In 1928, Pelley said he had an out-of-body experience, detailed in his pamphlet, My 7 Minutes in Eternity. Pelley became fascinated with metaphysics and Christianity and gained a newfound popularity with his numerous publications on the subjects. When the Great Depression struck America in 1929, Pelley became active in politics. After moving to Asheville, Pelley founded Galahad College in 1932. The college specialized in correspondence, social metaphysics, and Christian economics courses. He also founded the Galahad Press, which he used to publish various political and metaphysical magazines, newspapers, and books. In 1933, when Adolf Hitler seized control of Germany, Pelley, an admirer of Hitler, was inspired to form a political movement and founded the Silver Legion, an extremist and anti-Semitic organization whose followers, known as the Silver Shirts and Christian Patriots, wore Nazi-like silver uniforms. The Silver Legion's emblem was a scarlet L, which was featured on their flags and uniforms. Pelley founded chapters of the Silver Legion in almost every state in the country and soon gained a considerable number of followers. Pelley traveled throughout the United States and holding mass rallies, lectures, and public speeches in order to attract Americans to his organization. Pelley's political ideology essentially consisted of anti-communism, anti-Semitism, racism, extreme patriotism, and isolationism. Isn't that a bucket full of isms? Themes which were the primary focus of his numerous magazines and newspapers, which included Liberation, Pelley's Silver Shirt Weekly, The Galilean, and The New Liberator. Of these publications, the February 3, 1934 edition of The Liberation contained the Franklin Prophecies, which claimed that Benjamin Franklin warned Americans not to allow Jews to benefit from the United States Constitution. Pelley was also an opponent of Franklin Delano Roosevelt and the New Deal and founded the Christian Party, running for president in 1936. His activities angered Roosevelt and his supporters, and charges were drawn up against the Silver Shirts in 1940. His Asheville headquarters was raided by federal marshals, his followers there arrested, and his property seized. Pelley was called to testify before the House Un-American Activities Committee. Despite serious financial and material setbacks to his organization, resulting from lengthy court battles, Pelley continued to oppose Roosevelt, especially as the diplomatic relationships of the United States with the Empire of Japan and Nazi Germany became more strained in the early 1940s. Pelley accused Roosevelt of being a warmonger and advocated isolationism, stances which would give political ammunition to the enemies of a fellow isolationist, Charles Lindbergh. A little bit more on that. We're going to go into a book that Pelley published. Be right back.
To the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skin care, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we continue here and close out a little bit of this biography of our publisher, not the author, the publisher of the book I'm about to share with you. A little bit more about him. Basically, he came into disfavor with the Roosevelt administration. Roosevelt enlisted J. Edgar Hoover of the FBI. a cross-dressing pervert, and to investigate Pelley for libel. And the FBI interviewed Pelley's subscribers. Although the attack on Pearl Harbor in 1941 led to the collapse of the Silver Legion, Pelley continued to attack the government with a magazine called Roll Call, which alarmed Roosevelt. Attorney General Francis Biddle in the House Un-American Activities Committee, after stating in one issue of the Roll Call that the devastation of the Pacific Fleet at Pearl Harbor was worse than the government claimed, Pelley was arrested at his new base of operations in Noblesville, Indiana, and charged with high treason and sedition in April of 1942. Ain't that the pot calling the kettle black? Perhaps you've listened to Mike Chambers' interviews with Mr. Kimmel. Ain't that just the pot calling the kettle black? High treason and sedition. After the long trial, an impoverished Pelley was unable to launch an appeal and remained in prison until 1950. When his relatives and supporters raised enough money to appeal his case, he was paroled later that year on the condition that he never again engage in political activity. Pelley subsequently returned to Noblesville, where he founded the Soulcraft Press and began publishing metaphysical and political magazines and books once again. In his political publications, Pelley frequently attacked Roosevelt's legacy and espoused anti-United Nations and pro-segregation and anti-Semitic sentiments. In his final years, Pelley dealt with charges of securities fraud that had been brought against him while he'd lived in Asheville. He died on June the 30th of 1965. This is a book that he published. It's titled The World Hoax. I've had it in my library for years. I've read through it several times. It's loaded with names. It's loaded with information. It may be loaded with a lot of truth. Truth that just doesn't get into circulation very much, because people really do like that six-pointed star of Jewish communism. Not everyone, but a lot of people do. This was copyright back in 1938 by the author Ernest F. Elmhurst. It's titled The World Hoax. I'll give you just a little bit of the introduction. Time is waning on this today's broadcast, and I do want to cover some of the material in it. But Pelley writes this: I consider this book to be one of the most damning indictments of a people ever penned. With each month that passes, 100 manuscripts arrive in my printing house with requests that they be read for possible publications. 9/10 of them concern what some individual merely thinks about this or that. In other words, as I like to say, our thoughts sometimes, our thinking sometimes, we're all born with opinions, you know. Opinions are like elbows. We're often born with more than one of them. They're easily bent to suit the purposes at hand. There's a lot of difference between what a man thinks or what he feels or what his emotions tell him as opposed to what are the facts. What is your evidence? What is the law? The idea of a show me showdown, show me your facts, show me your evidence, show me the law. Of a day in November, the manuscript that is the text of this volume came to hand in the mail. Its author, I knew, was a zealous young German-American who had given good testimony to his integrity and intestinal vigor in combating the advocates of Jewish communism during the Conference of Christian Ministers here in my home city in 1936, when the Jewish rabbis insisted they be allowed to participate or the conference would not be, quote-unquote, allowed. See, even then, the ADL and the rest of them, B'nai B'rith, they all have this idea that they should be allowed into all discussions, and that everyone should be keep Jewishness on our minds. I started to read what he had written in an attitude of criticism. I'd gone into this question of Jewish sponsorship of communism so deeply that when a contemporary writes upon the subject, I'm cast perforce upon a sort of defensive. Quote, does this would-be author know more about the subject than I think I do? Close quote. I would ultimately do a better job myself, he thought. I'd not read 5 pages of Ernest Elmhurst's manuscript before I had forgotten my critical attitude. I forgot as well that I was reading a manuscript submitted to my printing house for national publication. Ernest Elmhurst had done the thing that I had hoped to find time to do sooner or later myself. He had assembled and produced the data in a readable story, which showed irrefutably that communism was not merely a crackpot program of undermining the Christian governments of the world with unworkable socialistic theories carried into practice. The young man had scoured up data in enthralling biographical form, attesting that communism is world Jewry in action. Well, there's more to this. There's more to that introduction, but we're running out of time. So let's go to the first segment here, Marx. And remember, this is highly anti-Semitic material, right? Intentionally so, written to expose a hoax, the world hoax. If you want to get it from a Semite yourself, there is an author that's writing today. His last name is Sands. I've ordered that book, and when it comes into the library here, I'll share parts of it if it's valuable on air. But there is a modern-day author who would have much similar to say about this world hoax. But the Jew who originated communism, Karl Heinrich Mordecai, who later changed his name to Marx, was born May the 5th of 1818 in Treves, Rhenish Prussia, of Jewish parents. His father, a banker, whose forefathers had been rabbis for 300 years, adopted Protestantism for business reasons when young Marx was 6 years old. Marx's profession of Christianity was nothing more than a gesture, a mere admission ticket to society. At heart, he remained a thorough Jew. And from his earliest childhood, his most ardent concern was his domination of the Gentiles, but called by him the emancipation of the Jews. For in spite of being a neo-Protestant, he considered his new religion, and religion in general, the Jewish law excluded, quote, an opium for the mind, close quote. Thus, subscribing to the doctrine of the Illuminati, founded in 1776 by Adam Weishaupt, which secret society took a most prominent part in the French Revolution. Marx professed no allegiance to any concept of Christianity or Christian institutions, Christian society, or to any nation built on Christian principles. Always boastful and of a violent temper, his persistent slogan was, "Whatever is worth destroying." Whatever is worth destroying. As a pretended German, when traveling in Holland, he was ashamed of his nationality. In like manner, when he wrote of Germans in his letters from London, he always referred to them as dogs. On the other hand, it may be safely concluded that he would have spoken similarly of any other nationals among whom he might have happened to find himself. Just as he did of the liberal French. He was twice expelled from France on account of uncouth behavior, and particularly because of his typically Jewish behavior, always full of objections and contradictions, always at odds with the world. There's a lot more on Karl Mordecai Marx in this particular section. Let's go over and just pick up a tiny bit on Joseph Stalin. I really want to cover Bella Kuhn. Maybe I should do that one and keep the other one for... Well, no, let's go ahead. How about Joseph Stalin? Through the tyrannical reign of Lenin's successor Stalin, Jewish communism or Bolshevism has demonstrated to the world its true character over a period of years. Joseph Stalin, whose father was a shoemaker, was born December the 8th of 1879 in Georgia, South Russia. As Joseph Vissarionovich Djugashvili, or something like that. In the years of his earliest communistic activities, he made use of such aliases as Ivanovich, Tikhivakov, or something like that, Nishradze, and Kolba. In the course of his schooling, Stalin was sent to a theological seminary in Tiflis, from which, however, he was soon expelled because of his subversive tendencies. Having been imbued with the teachings of Karl Marx, he then found congenial surroundings among a group of anarchists who in those days went by the name of activists but were just a gang of common criminals, an outlaw organization which existed mainly by theft and pillage. The Caucasian communities were greatly menaced by these bands. Gonna fight there on the other side. A little bit of Joseph Stalin.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzy noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Turn disbelief into pain relief. If you are in pain or take prescription drugs for pain, then you need to visit TPR20info.net and get TPR20, the effective topical pain relief cream without the harmful side effects of prescription drugs. TPR20 is a non-prescription cream that relieves pain fast and fights the inflammation to keep the pain away longer. On TPR20info.net, you can read about the many uses of TPR20, like relief from arthritis, fibromyalgia, sports injuries, back pain, sore muscles, and much, much more. Buy the gift of pain relief for yourself or a loved one, and enjoy Christmas and the New Year without pain. Visit TPR20info.net or call to order at 1-877-829-9962. Order now and get free shipping in the United States and Canada. And dealer inquiries always welcome. Again, that's TPR20info.net or order by phone at 1-877-829-9962.
Two's company, three's allowed, with your host, Sean.
Sean, a.k.a. Surplus.
Sunday, 11 p.m. Central.
On the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Yeah, so as we go through this process, you know, as I like to say, we begin in the dictionaries whenever we start into an inquiry like this, which we did, beginning with an understanding, a basic understanding of what is Zionism, what it is and what isn't it. It's the whole idea. We've been at this now. This is the eighth part. We probably have two more this week, maybe even another next week. We had the privilege of being joined with by Vicki Davis for some 5 or more months. Going into an expose of the technological, pathological technocracy emerging as a new global order. We spent months with Daryl Everhart looking into Vatican Rome and the Jesuit order. You know, if a topic, well, let me just finish out what I was starting with. We started in the dictionaries, and then we went to the encyclopedias, and then we allow the encyclopedias to lead us off into the authors. And then we go into the, you know, the historical documentation that we can find, anything and everything we can put our hands on. The idea here is to find the truth of the matter, to hear it all. We read anything, listen to anyone, believe nothing until we can prove it in our own research. That means that we're going to have to be participatory. They say that power corrupts. Power tends to corrupt, as Lord Acton said, power tends to corrupt. And absolute power corrupts absolutely. We also say that knowledge is power. But if knowledge is power and power tends to corrupt, the question remains, does absolute knowledge corrupt absolutely? We talk about acquiring information. In my 1755, I think it is, Johnson's dictionary, it brings up a topic, bookful. Defines the term bookful, common in those days. The idea of pieces of paper like planks or boards. We gather all of this information, we become bookful, we are like lumberheads moving around with this towering stack of lumber on our shoulders. But if knowledge is powerful, unless we get stuck in the paralysis of analysis, the only power that knowledge can possibly possess is when we take action upon the things we know. So power corrupts or tends to corrupt, and knowledge is power. But power is only, or knowledge is only powerful when it's combined with action. And so we study these things and ponder it. Of course, I'll be back again tomorrow. I'll be back on Friday, just another day of the week to me. I don't observe the merchant man's holy days, and I could care less where the sun happens to reside in the heavens. Let's go into Stalin a little bit further here. The Caucasian communities of his youth were greatly menaced by these bands, as were the population and the travelers in Sicily in former decades, when under the name of the quote-unquote mafia, hordes of gangsters existed there by means of plunder and robbery. Stalin, anarchist, plunder, robbery. In their underground propaganda work, these activists adapted and distributed revolutionary literature advocating the annihilation of the existing system of government. Owing to this connection with these outlaw groups, Stalin was arrested and later exiled to Siberia, from where, however, he soon made his escape. In 1901, Stalin formed the Social Democratic Workers' Party in Tiflis, where as early as 1903, discarded the more moderate theories of Marxian socialism, upheld as the gospel of this party, and joined Lenin's group of Reds, capital R, who in that year adopted the name Bolsheviki. Becoming Lenin's intimate co-worker in 1906, from then on he openly advocated the overthrow of all existing governments by violence and their replacement by the Bolshevism professed by this group of anarchists, who had subsisted for the greater part on the proceeds of criminal activities. Bolshevism, translated, means those who want more. More peas, more porridge. To obtain the necessary working capital for such extensive planning, Yosef Stalin, with his new associate, Litvinov Finkelstein, this is his real name, Litvinov Finkelstein. Recently, Soviet Russia's foreign minister and president of the Council of the Jew-sponsored League of Nations at Geneva then staged a coup d'etat on a vaster scale as compared with his usual exploits of merely waylaying and robbing bourgeois travelers. After having taken part in the outrages of the Bloody Sunday Revolt of 1905 in St. Petersburg, their subsequent acts of violence seemed easy, and so on June the 13th, 1906, a government money truck on its way to the Imperial Russian Bank in Tiflis chanced to be their objective. The gang, led by Stalin, the present Soviet dictator, and Litvinov, until recently Soviet foreign minister, bombed this vehicle and carried off the sum of 250,000 rubles in 500 ruble notes. It was to the Stalin-Litvinov-Bergeans merely a trifling coincidence that this crime cost the lives of 30 innocent people while they themselves escaped injury. Litvinov, also known as Finkelstein, forwarded part of the stolen money to Lenin, then in Switzerland, and the rest to Paris, which was intended to be their new propaganda center. Stalin, however, as a result of several more burglaries, thereafter managed to get himself arrested 5 times, but somehow always found a means of escaping from jail. His last imprisonment, though, lasted from 1913 to 1917. This is Uncle Joe, my friends. Uncle Joe, Stalin. Friend of Roosevelt and Churchill. Uncle Joe, one of Stalin's literary products, a treatise on anarchism published in 1907, is interesting at this point. He states in this the following, quote, "The socialist revolution is not an unexpected blow of short duration. It is a long and enduring action undertaken by the proletarian masses to smash the positions of the bourgeoisie and then occupy them. And since the victory of the proletariat will at the same time become a rule over the conquered bourgeoisie, and since in the course of the conflict of classes the defeat of the one part means the supremacy of the other, the first step in the socialist revolution will be the political rule by the proletariat over the bourgeoisie." Obviously, Stalin must, already at that time, either have accepted his role as a Gentile front to promote the Jewish hoax, or else he merely projected this as his burglar's creed. At any rate, events proved, only a decade after it was written, that the first step in the socialist revolution became the political rule of the Jews over the Gentiles, and emphatically not that of the proletariat over the bourgeoisie. Zionism, a socialist tactic, Eastern European Jewry, and German Jewry. This is corroborated by the Russian writer Boris Brazil, who in his book, The World at the Crossroads, published in Boston in 1921, on page 109, quotes the Jewish Daily Forward, New York, as saying, quote, "We feel that this, the revolution, is a great triumph for the Jews, cause the anti-Jewish element in Russia has always been identified with the anti-revolutionary party. Jews have always sat high in the councils of the revolutionists. All of our race became inseparably linked with the opponents of the government in the official mind," close quote. No wonder that William Dudley Pelley published this book. The entire book is filled with these kinds of quotes, direct from sources, source material. It's the kind of reading that I like to include in my daily reads. Not opinions, my friends. Verifiable facts with evidence forthcoming. Thank you for listening. Until tomorrow, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The DigiNet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. DigiNet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at DigiNet.net. That's DigiNet.net. DigiNet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your DigiNet spy products today. Because video never lies.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.